Editor's note. This story contains themes of suicide that may be upsetting to some readers. Sarah B. wants a Newmarket school to take action after posters were left in the schoolyard telling her daughter and another student to kill themselves. The mother of a student at Stuart Scott Public School, whose name is partially withheld to protect the student's identity, said the posters came to light this week. Although they were never distributed or put up, the incident has left her concerned. The response from the school and police has been inadequate, she said. It's completely ridiculous because every single person I talk to is more concerned with getting my child psychologically evaluated than they are catching the kid who was tormented enough to make 20 posters at home, B said. The posters name B's daughter and another student, referring to one of them as a self-cutter. It then said students voted in favor that they will take their own lives. Do your fellow students a favor and commit suicide together, the note reads. B said school staff told her they had gone through security camera footage, as well as student accounts and school printer logs, but could not find the perpetrator, with no evidence the posters were printed at the school. She said she was put off by both the school and police pushing her to take her daughter to Southlake Regional Health Center. It will push her more over the edge if I try to take her to the psych ward. She kept being pushed, and she needs a psychological evaluation. I agree, but with a softer approach. You have to be careful with children. There was a heart-to-heart talk after the message was revealed, B said. We both broke down crying about the notes, she said. It's summer and she will have that time. It's a good opportunity for us to seek therapy for her, but I can't imagine having to go back to a school where there are people out there telling you, at 11 or 12 years old, to kill yourself. Newmarket today did not receive a reply to a request for comment from the York Region District School Board before publication deadline. B posted about the incident on social media and garnered some outcry. I'm so disgusted reading this. What makes these children think this is acceptable behavior? One person said. I'm so upset by this. My heart hurts. Get those kids that are responsible and their parents and give real and meaningful consequences for their horrible, horrible actions, another person said. Terrible, just terrible. B said she worries about the incident getting forgotten over the summer break, with no assembly or sit down with the class on the issue. Parents need to be aware or face consequences, she said, adding a parent should know if kids are using a printer at home to create something like this. She said she wanted to share her story to make parents aware, as well as to remind parents to reassure their children, but also to address bullying. You have to remind them not only are they good enough, but also, how good they are. You have to remind them not to do this to other people, B said. It is an issue she intends to pursue further. I'm not going to stop just because it's summer. I'll keep on it until it's sorted out, she said.